Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. I'm Sean Ross Sapp. This is your post WWE Raw review show for August 18th, 2025. I want to thank all of you for being here. If you are here, leave a thumbs up on the video. Make sure you subscribe. Tap the bell for notifications. Check out all the great content we have. Some of it tucked away, hidden on the shorts tab, videos tab, live tab. We are live almost every night. Every night for the next few weeks, I think, with Forbidden Door being this Sunday. I will be live in the afternoon, early evening, whenever that show ends. Very excited to talk to you guys about that. But we got WWE Raw, which, by the way, starts at 3 p.m. Eastern next week. So I'm going to be coming to you guys, like, I think 3 or 4 afternoons next week. Sunday for Forbidden Door, Monday for Raw, Wednesday for the hump. I am very, very excited about that. So hope you guys join me. If you're watching this and you give a heck about football or the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm going to be doing back-to-back streams because right after that, this I'll be talking about the Cincinnati Bengals over on a common Bengals W. But let's talk about WWE Raw. Get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats. You can do that here at youtube.com/Fightful or humperchats.com. Also, a reminder, we are now on kick.com/Fightful. Go check us out. Follow us over there on one of the larger streaming platforms. Love Dogs Avery says, shout out Self-Made. I saw what Ibu and AO and Joe Hulbert did today. I loved it, man. Good to see them getting that incredible buzz. I think a lot of those guys, of course, I worked with Joe and Ibu, and I think AO is also a very, very smart content creator, that gentleman, but really like what they're doing there. But let's talk about WWE Monday Night Raw, and let's talk about the big thing. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of questions regarding what Naomi's status was after last week. And I think a lot of people kind of suspected what it might be. But, I mean, in my line of work there, you know, fortunate that we get to decide where to draw the line there. And that's one that I had no desire to even speculate on before that. Because, one, if it's true, that's hers to put out there. If it's not true, boy, is that a big whiff, right? So I'm glad that they got to reveal that in their own way. Although it is interesting how they still teased it with the Stephanie's Place teaser before Naomi came out and announced it. Like, by then, everybody just kind of knew because they were like, oh, we got to plug Stephanie's Places after this, which is funny because they had filmed that the previous episode of Stephanie's Places that aired this past week. And I think a lot of people assumed that when they announced, oh, well, they'll be on the show on Thursday, that they were going to announce it then, but they filmed this before. Them airing the Stephanie thing before, I was like, they kind of spoiled it. But either way, that completely to the side. Naomi is brought out, and she announces that she is pregnant. They show the clip on Stephanie's Places of Jimmy Uso, Big Jim, announcing it. Congrats to them, by the way. Man, this is what a – we talk about big years, right? And, of course, Naomi has had a big year. She was tag team champion. She had that huge angle with Jade Cargill that I thought was very well played. She had a phenomenal turn. But let's talk about the last 2.5 months of Naomi's career. Money in the Bank, cashing in Money in the Bank, getting to defend that title with her dad playing her to the ring, and then announces her pregnancy. That is incredible, man. You want to talk about a 2.5 month streak? And listen, she'll be absent for the next 9 months, but hey, when those Fightful Awards come around in January, our new big award is the Hater of the Year Award. I think she stands a pretty good chance with 7.5 months into this year of winning that. Somebody's going to have to play really hard to defeat Naomi for the Hater of the Year Award, right? And she didn't even stop for this promo. By the way, Becky tweeting, how irresponsible to get pregnant while champion. But this promo is fantastic. Orion Benn says, congrats to Naomi and Jimmy. Good thoughts with them. Yeah, sending them the best. But Naomi points back to when she vacated the title years ago and said, I'm not going to hand you shit. Got a huge pop. She said that all the women in the locker room should be thanking Big Jim for how much he loves to Netflix and chill. And listen, you know Netflix is probably thrilled about that. They love that. They love that cross-promotion, buddy. They love it. And she also says, I guess the bright side is the bloodline continues. She cackled like the Wicked Witch of the West. She was phenomenal here. Like Naomi, in announcing her pregnancy, had a fantastic promo. She's just been kicking ass, man. Am I bummed that I won't get to see her perform? Am I bummed that I won't get to see her cut promos? Yes, I'm bummed about that, but the overwhelming joy surrounding Naomi and Jimmy Uso having their child, man, that's what's really important, and good on them, man. I love it. I love it. What a year for Naomi, and obviously sending all the best to her and thanking her for all the, you know, the entertainment that she's provided. And she seems very keen on coming back, right? Like, she seems very, very keen on coming back. Now, it ain't going to be in 9.5 months. That ain't going to happen. I would be surprised. You know, I think a reasonable target is like the Royal Rumble 2027, right? But good for them, man. This was a phenomenal promo, too. Dave Cost, I'm going to bring these up as they go along. It says an all-timer of a seg with Naomi. Had me bouncing back and forth, tearing up and laughing. Special stuff. This was, you know, one of those things, obviously, emotional, real. There's no blurring the lines. It was as a heel announcing her pregnancy, and she still healed people, and people were chanting for her. They're chanting Baby Uso. This was a phenomenal segment. This is a phenomenal segment. Both in like just reality and a pro wrestling segment. I thought this was just really, really good stuff and over the moon for her. We'll continue to talk about this throughout the night, obviously. PL says, you wearing a Romeo Must Die singer Aaliyah shirt? I certainly am. One of the all-time greats, Aaliyah. big Aaliyah fan here. Oh, man. Dave Koss also says, now that was a great Raw. Solid pacing throughout. Good multi-seg matches. And wait for it, no DQs. Now, Dave Koss, my dude, I ain't letting him off the hook that easy with no DQs. But what I will say, Penta, Xavier Woods, phenomenal. Io Sky, Raquel, fantastic. Becky, Natalya, solid. Good 9-minute match out of them. You got Braun and Jey Uso. That was a lot of fun. You got the 6-man tag. A whole lot of fun. Whole lot of fun. I'll tell you what else is fun. Our friends over at MyBookie. Now, I've been pushing them, hitting them up, saying, guys, I want us to add some AEW odds. I'll keep you guys updated on that. But there was plenty to bet on this weekend with Triple Mania, including some underdog picks that hit. And right now, when you use the code FIGHTFUL and you deposit $100, you get a $50 bonus. Or you can deposit $200 and get a $100 bonus. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere, and you got this incredible NFL season coming up. As I look over and I'm seeing my Bengals about to snap a 9-game preseason losing streak. And right now you can score a 100% bet back bonus up to $500 for new customers only. They also have a 150% casino bonus up to $750. You can bet with Bitcoin. They've got live casino, slot games, table games, and they've got great support. We only want you to bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. But check out MyBookie. We had some of the odds up this weekend on Fightful Select for MyBookie and Triple Mania. I was so happy to see them have odds there. And our dude Luis gave you all the tip. Like, Wagner had some pretty good odds there. And I know Dominic was favored, but Luis was not necessarily sold on that one. MyBookie, AG, we're always going to... Man, if you don't follow them on Instagram, you're missing out. MyBookie has become a top Instagram follow for me.
Summer is here, and you know what doesn't belong in your epic summer plans? Getting burned by your old wireless bill. While you're planning beach trips, barbecues, three-day weekends, your wireless bill should be the last thing holding you back, and that's why I made the switch to Mint Mobile, and I've been loving it. With Mint, you get the coverage and speed you're used to, but for way less money. And for a limited time, Mint Mobile is offering 3 months unlimited premium wireless service for $15 a month. So while your friends are sweating over data overages and surprise charges, you'll be chilling, literally and financially. Say bye-bye to all your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile will rescue you. All plans come with a high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch the overpriced wireless, get 3 months of unlimited service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. I switched in June. You should too. The first few months, I saved almost $100 by switching to Mint Mobile. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get the new customer offer and get your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/FWP. That's mintmobile.com/FWP. An upfront payment of $45 required, equivalent to $15 a month. Limited new time customer offer for the first 3 months only. Speeds may slow above 35 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. mintmobile.com/FWP.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Oh, man. We got one moment. Just got an interesting message. Okay, sorry. We had Io Sky defeating Raquel Rodriguez. We had a report on FightfulSelect.com, the best $5.99 a month in the business this week, that that WWE were very happy with Io Sky and Roxanne Perez being able to fill those gaps that were left with the world title match that was supposed to take place last week on Raw. And you got to give them a lot of respect. First off, Roxanne, if you guys listen to the show, you know I'm a big proponent of Roxanne. Io Sky, I think, is WWE's best wrestler this year. And has really come together from a charisma standpoint, of which she always had, but now she's got the pose and all that stuff, and it works out really, really great. Dave Koss says, Io is my wrestler of the year, and it may not be close. Man, to me, she is far and away the best wrestler in WWE. And I keep putting over Raquel Rodriguez and the incredible leaps that she has made in the ring. Raquel Rodriguez, over the last several months, has just become a person who, you know, in her mid-30s and like 9 years into wrestling, who is constantly improving. Somebody who has already been on the main roster for a number of years at this point, had reached the top of NXT and continues to get better. And you see her taking charge in these matches a lot. Like, I get the feeling that she was probably supposed to catch Io Sky on that suicide dive, but she ended up going down, rolling through, coming up, lawn darting Io into that apron post area. Like, she feels so much more comfortable in the ring right now. And of course, being in there with somebody like Io Sky is going to do that with you, right? Like, you're going to feel, she could have a great match with a mop, but Raquel, like, specific, and Zeno Hour says, feels like she improved greatly since the Kevin Nash comments, or am I crazy? Like, that's what I've been saying, man. Like, she has really taken charge of doing a lot of this. And I thought that she handled that with such grace as well. Like, Kevin Nash, never going to be accused of being the biggest like super worker, but listen, man, Kevin Nash gets a bad rap. Kevin Nash in 95 had some good stuff. In 96 as well, I thought the Undertaker match at WrestleMania was very, very underrated. The Shawn Michaels, Good Friends, Better Enemies match was a hoot. His stuff against Brett was an awful lot of fun. But like, when you think of Kevin Nash, you don't necessarily think of big work rate. And today they got to work in a much more, you know, in a much speedier method than they did once upon a time. But I think that she has done a phenomenal job there. Of course, we get the Judgment Day beatdown and Raquel makes the save, and Rhea makes the save. Rhea and Judgment Day will never end. It will never, ever end. So backstage, Kabuki Warriors confront Io and Rhea, and Io is trying to like kind of keep the peace, but I you know where this is going. Rhea's too proud. Asuka's too proud. They're going to do this damn thing, and it's going to be good. Kingslayer says, thoughts on Joe getting crushed behind that O-line. Kingslayer, I will talk about that at length on the Common Bengals W podcast right after this. But I think the O-line stands to be improved tomorrow, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. We got AAA clips. This was a very smart idea to do this. I realize I said that there was a six-man tag. It wasn't. It was. It just felt like it because Judgment Day, Dragon Lee, and Iguana. And then, of course, we got the involvement after the match. This was fast-paced. This was fantastic. A great crossover to promote AAA. Listen, you're just going to see a lot of this, and you're going to see a whole lot of WWE fans who have been complaining about AEW and CMLL and flippy wrestling come to terms with a whole lot of flippy wrestling and a whole lot of stuff like iguanas and puppets and things like that. I saw a tweet from Jimmy Van, and rarely do I agree with tweets from Jimmy Van, but he said, "It is peak AEW that they did not capitalize on the Mercedes puppets, and peak WWE that they did capitalize on Demonito and charge $100 for it." And I was like, that is the duality of wrestling companies right there. One that's like, we'll not make any money off this. And then the other one being like, how much can we squeeze out of them? And that's probably a good indication from a business perspective why WWE is able to do that and why AEW struggles with that type of thing. But specifically, I want to say Dragon Lee had a sit-down powerbomb in this match that was filthy, bro. Filthy. We are moving towards Dominic and El Hijo del Vikingo at Worlds Collide. There's the big topic of Alberto Del Rio possibly coming back to AAA or WWE. WWE so badly does not want Alberto Del Rio. They so badly do not want Del Rio. And they are trying very, very much to not bring him back. And if they can avoid it, they will. But Vikingo right now is not their guy. Not their guy. I think Dominic is going to be a big star for AAA. And if you guys have heard me over the years, I've compared him to another former big star in AAA, and that is Love Machine Art Barr. And when I say that, I mean in the ring and from a performer perspective, because I cannot be clearer. Art Barr was an enormous piece of shit, and there is zero indication that Dominic is resembling anything Art Barr outside the ring. But from an in-ring and performer standpoint, it is uncanny, and he is just really, really good at this. Dominic also spoke with El Grande Americano backstage, but it's not clear what it's about. He's just trying to keep Judgment Day on top. FightfulSelect.com, the best $5.99 a month in the business, in addition to Danhausen reports and people who are backstage for NXT. We reported that Vikingo and Iguana were in town for this show tonight. I love the dive that Iguana did where Balor had a hold of the Iguana puppet and then Iguana bailed out and jumped outside. Fantastic stuff. Lady Cerebrus and says, Harley's puppet wouldn't be cheap to produce. I know it wouldn't, but if you can't make money if you don't produce them. Flame Ink says, help, I don't hate wrestling, just the fans, tribalism, too much blood, joking. I miss the Flairs, Hansons, Brunos, Gorgeous George. Am I too old now? You're not too old. That is the beauty of the ease of access of a lot of content. So I would just suggest, look around for something you do like. Try Pro Wrestling Revolver. Try one of WWE's a million properties. Try AEW, New Japan, NWA, MLW, something out there. Something. Who's going to mass produce puppets? Are we of the impression that, like, nobody mass produces puppets? Bailey talking to herself in this vignette, which is interesting. There's not a lot I can add to it other than it's like her talking to herself and getting really emotional over what she has or hasn't accomplished, rather. I am very interested in this. I like WWE Raw has done a really good job of keeping women involved. And like, my complaints over the last couple of months have been like, well, find a way to get Natalya, Maxine, Ivy Nile involved. Well, they certainly have with Natalya and Maxine. which we'll get to later. But Judgment Day has stayed involved. The Kabuki Warriors have stayed involved. They found a way to maximize a lot of these women and then add layers to them. And then you look over on SmackDown and you see some of just the worst written stuff that you've ever seen. Bad. Bad. Dave Koss says, do you equate the AAA Vikingo heat to 2014 Big Dog Roman or 2000's Super Cena? To me, it's wrong place for Vikingo, which is a shame. Luis says, simply the fans in Mexico wanted Del Rio in that spot instead of Vikingo and felt like Del Rio was done dirty by WWE after the sale. I don't understand the disconnect there, knowing Del Rio's history. I am shocked that so many fans did not see this coming for Del Rio. I've written articles about it every single year. WWE, in an official capacity, has been very colorful in how they have responded whenever he has said, oh, yeah, they're interested in me. They're like, no, we're not. No, we're not. KE775 says, what do you think they do for the Women's World Title Tournament, Battle Royal, or a match involving Stephanie? And she's the number one contender. I think that they should do some sort of tournament to face off with Stephanie because Stephanie already earned her way in it. So that's what I think they should do because you can't do another battle royal because Stephanie already won the battle royal, right? So I think like do a mini tournament this week, like, look, you got SmackDown this week, you got Raw next week, you got SmackDown next week as well. I think, and listen, if you want to do the finals of the tournament at Clash in Paris, then build towards a big title match after that, do it. But put like, you know, 8 women in there. I mean, I would love it if they made it like a grand thing. You want to make some matches matter? Do a big 16-woman tournament. Let's look at their roster right now. WWE roster, Fightful. I go to our Fightful roster under our resources section at Fightful.com. So even if they are SmackDown, even if they're tag team champions, you've got Alexa, Asuka, Bayley, Charlotte, Ivy, Io, Kyrie, Lyra. You're not going to have Maxine in there probably, but like, oh my God, you got a ton of people you could do that with. Rhea. Yeah, I would, man, do a 16-woman tournament, damn it. A 16-woman tournament across multiple brands. By God. Who would you like to see Cody work at Mania? At this point with Bron Breakker, I want to see him face Seth Rollins at Mania. So I want it to be either CM Punk or Sami Zayn. So I think it's going to be Sami Zayn or Bron Breakker winning the Rumble. Although them having Sammy go to SmackDown and be like, oh, I thought I needed the world title, but I don't. Yeah, you do, buddy. Yeah, you do. Stop it. Stop saying that. Stop scripting them. Stop scripting that. But I think it should be Sammy. Penta defeated Xavier Woods. Man, Xavier Woods looks like a million bucks, dude. Million bucks. This was a good matchup until the finish. Penta hit the Penta driver. And there was like really, really awkward placing there. Like he didn't go for the pin like he always does because they weren't by the ropes. So they did a spot where Kofi put Xavier's foot on the ropes. And I was like, well, that didn't go well. It didn't go right. And then they just do a super kick. Flip pile driver, and that's it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Why didn't you just do the Penta driver as the finish? You know? Stephanie Vaquer versus Rhea is a big Mania match. They're going to have a lot of big women's matches. Like, they are getting to the point to where, like, you're probably going to have 3 to 4 big women's matches each night. If you do 8 matches on a show, you're going to have, like, 3 or 4 big women's matches. Ryan sends a super chat, says, hey, Sean, do you think Cross and WWE will ever sit down and hash things out again? If not, where do you see him landing? I don't see him landing in AEW. He and Scarlett had issues with Don Callis in TNA, well documented. There was an investigation on Don Callis in TNA. Carlos Silva told me there were no ill will between TNA and Cross now, that it was a new regime, but there might still be people at the top that I don't know if they feel necessarily great about. So I don't see those. MLW is running monthly. New Japan is not running in the States much. Quite frankly, I think that he is going to be doing a lot of freelancing. Now, I will say this. AEW once upon a time did have interest in him doing a spot that eventually went to Big Bill. It was like a one-off appearance. I can't remember. It was like a Jericho challenge or something. Or something. I can't remember what it was that Big Bill did. Well, I'd have to look. But there was something that they had reached out, and he would rather have Scarlett with him. Like, he is big on bringing Scarlett with him wherever he wants. But I think he's going to do the signing circuit. I think he'll do some matches here and there. I mean, listen, the asking price is high, but it's going to be high for a person who is fresh off of WWE TV. Somebody says, I think it was the MJF hire against Wardlow. You're right. That's what it was. I think I reported it on FightfulSelect.com. Naomi revealed she's 7 weeks pregnant. Oh my God. Sheamus and Rusev have a pull apart brawl. They are going to fight at Clash in Paris. Okay. I mean, sure. Is this the fourth one? Like, we're hitting damn Kiss already territory. And by that, I mean, just be teammates already. We know. Again, we saw Becky doing an interview. She claims, it's a Donnybrook. It's the first Donnybrook. Because it can't just be no DQ or Extreme Rules. Somebody on the Q&A show on FightfulSelect.com said, why are there so many different names for no DQ matches in WWE? And I was like, well, it's for whatever fits the story. So this one, it made sense to be a good old-fashioned Donnybrook. Like, I would love for them to sit us down and explain, like, what is the specific difference? Like, okay, Extreme Rules, they already got carts full of stuff there to utilize. But in a Donnybrook, it's like different stuff that's already there. Becky says that Natalia actually attacked her and it was self-defense. And then we get the Becky Lynch versus Natalya match. Now, I know if Natalya had her way, she would be out there as the low-key legend Natty with that type of gear and all that. We did see a flash of a sign that highlighted it, but she got to portray that at Triple Mania the other day. But considering the way that WWE has booked or not booked Natalya over the last however many months, years, whatever, I think that 9 minutes in a match with Becky Lynch and losing clean is about all you can really ask for. And I'm as big a proponent of Natalya as anybody, as you would know. Some people are just shocked. They think that she's got to be a source because I like a catch wrestler. Like, man, they would hate to hear me talk about like Shuri Kondo or Too Cold Scorpio or somebody like that. But I thought that Becky had a phenomenal promo being like, yeah, you did a lot of stuff. You did a lot of stuff. And now you don't. But welcome back to the big time. You're welcome. It was really, really good. There's some things, like I mentioned on the post-AEW show this week, that I wanted to see more people like stack arm bars. We saw that here. We saw her fight out of that and it transitioned into a triangle choke. I like that. I like ground grappling. This is, you know, isn't any blow your doors down type of stuff, but there are little adjustments that Natalia has made that I really like. Like when she runs over her opponent, she used to do the drop kick. And I think that her doing just a kick and not dropping, one, preserves her body. Two, I think it looks a little bit better because why would you just bump yourself? You know what I mean? I understand that hitting the ropes and doing the drop kick visually can look kind of cool, but Becky ended up working the arm, getting the submission. I loved Becky working the arm towards the end of that. Good stuff. 9-minute Intercontinental title match. I wish they did more to make a Natalia or Maxine earn a title match. But if you want to just tell me, okay, this title is kind of just open challenge, anything can happen type of rules, I can get with that. I'm fine with that. Another week and another week of me loving Becky Lynch's theme. I've been listening to that stuff over and over. Just a good-ass song. Good-ass song. It's available on streaming now. After the match, Becky attacks and Nikki Bella makes the save. Dave Koss says, Doug, the old school match story of Natty Becky. Do you predict this will be a catalyst to low-key legend or they won't because they didn't create it? I don't think they will do that because they didn't create it. And because they don't, I don't think that they believe that WWE's fans will see Natty in those eyes after, quite frankly, the booking that they've made. But what we have seen is like the truest to Natty. She's a polite person, but she's a very physically aggressive person when it comes to wrestling and performing. Becky got some good matches out of Lita and Trish. Do you think she can do the same with Nikki? I think that she'll make it a point to get an incredible match out of Nikki, or at least a really good match out of Nikki. I think that's very, very important to her. Get those super chats. Get those humper chats in. We are already towards the main event-ish segment. And listen, it's a good time to be a subscriber of NordVPN.com/Fightful. I know a lot of you are saying, Sean, you've been telling us about this for years. What possibly could I need it for now? Well, in March, WWE pay-per-views are going to be moving to ESPN's direct-to-consumer service. That is a $29.99 a month charge unless you get it with your cable system. I've had YouTube TV in the past. I wouldn't get that. However, I don't need it because I've got NordVPN.com/Fightful. And you might say, Sean, why on earth would that help you? Well, because with one Netflix subscription, you can change your virtual location with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Then just watch everything on Netflix, Raw, SmackDown, all that stuff. And somebody says, really feels like Netflix will block VPNs next year. Let me ask you this. Why? I have people say that a lot. Why? Why would Netflix do that? Why would Netflix do that when they know that you might be like, I've been holding out on that Netflix subscription, but you mean to tell me if I get NordVPN.com/Fightful, I can use that Netflix subscription and watch all this stuff? They want that money, my friends. They want that money. Look at this. Pile Driver Finisher mentioned some certain websites that have been blocked. You can get around it with a VPN. Right now, you get a big discount of with a 2-year subscription, you get 4 extra months free. Now you might say, Sean, I don't know if I'll like it. Well, here you go. 30-day money back guarantee. You're like, I need some more. Well, you can listen to your favorites abroad, shield your data from snoops and criminal, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it's available on all your devices. Cross says, I definitely recommend getting this deal. If you use NordVPN, let us hear it in the chat. They got a file encryption tool. They got a password manager and 24/7 tech support. Now, some of you say, man, I don't know if I'll know how to use this. That tech support helps you. You might say, man, it's probably pretty expensive. No, it averages out to like $2 or $3 a month. So think about that. Forbidden Door this weekend, change your virtual location, get it for half the price of what they're paying overseas. Everything that WWE is giving a year, it's like $1,200. Meanwhile, NordVPN and Netflix, they go together like peanut butter and ladies. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Let me tell you guys, it is very easy. I am able to use it. It is incredibly easy. Man, look at this. Look at this. People loving the Nord. And I love you guys. Get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats. Javon Evans, Trick Williams interview to promote their match tomorrow. But we had the Vision speaking at the start of the show. Paul Heyman intros everyone, including the Shula Fala, all that stuff. We got Jey Uso coming out and sharing his two cents as well after a lengthy intro. But he says he's up next. He's also dressed like New Jack in Philadelphia, which is, I thought he looked like a badass in it. I'm like, damn, man, he should just use it full time. Somebody also mentions NordVPN is great for protection online, unlike a member of the Bloodline. But Heyman gave Bronson a bunch of nicknames, but he also kept saying, like, on the legacy of Sabu, on the late, great, and then he got to Tommy Dreamer. He goes, the late, great Tommy Dreamer. And he goes, yeah, I know he's not dead, but he should be. And Braun Breaker says, he's not dead. Paul Heyman goes, unfortunately not. And Seth Rollins, I think, said that Jey Uso thinks that his family is better than Braun Breaker's, and they called his family fat asses. All that stuff. And I'm like, all right, like we know that Braun is like a pretty smart fella and all that, but like, like, is it just for entertainment value only? It was fine. It was a lengthy setup for what was challenged to be a no DQ extreme rules match. So, one of the primary complaints over the last few weeks has been DQ 4 weeks in a row. And I can just see it now. There's somebody online, and I bet you all can find him, that when they heard the Extreme Rules match set up, they go, look, guys, you guys have been complaining. Be patient. Let it play out. Let it play out. This is what they were setting up for the whole time. Was this Extreme Rules match at the end of the August 18th Raw. Triple H was cooking. That's what they were going to say. Cook! David, if you try to bury a sponsor again, you're going to be banned from the chat permanently. That's what they're going to do. They're going to post the dude with the giant walk or whatever. Ah, holy cook. He did four straight DQs. So he could set up this Extreme Rules main event. Can't do a DQ if there are no rules. Sorry, you don't get off that hook. This is the fifth straight week WWE Raw has had interference or a DQ in the main event. Because they had everybody run in here. Uso got swarmed by kids in the crowd, by the way. He's so freaking over. It's insane. 20 steps ahead. Nobody could have predicted that there would be interference in this main event. No way! I will say, In the Weeds, starring Jeremy Lambert and often Joel Pearl, sometimes SP3, Jeremy said that he would not talk about WWE Raw on the Tuesday show if there was a DQ in the main event. So, they got his ass. They got his ass. I'm happy about that, at least. The match was fun. I do want to say that. The match was fun. I'm glad Bron Breakker is okay. He certainly sold us a ticket on that shopping cart spot. Because I thought his leg was messed up. I was like, oh, okay. Hope he's all right. Then he's doing the Bronakenrana or the Bronsteiner. Whatever, the Brock Steiner, whatever the hell it's called, the Breaker Steiner, whatever the shit they call that incredible top rope hurricane Rana Frankensteiner that he does. He was doing it, and I was like, oh, I guess dude's okay. Or, let's be real, maybe he's not, and he's just a freak of nature. That is also a possibility. Now, before this match, CM Punk approached Jey Uso and was like, hey, man, I just want you to know, they always had the numbers game. I got your back. And Jey Uso was like, I don't need your back. Yeah, the Breakensteiner, that makes a lot of sense. That's a good name. It's a hell of a name. I feel bad for even minimizing the quality of that name because that's a fantastic name. That's an awesome name for a move. The Breakensteiner, that's good shit. But, Jey Uso was like, I don't want no partner. I don't need no partner. That was just like the character. That was dumb. You know everybody's getting involved. Unless he knows Roman is there. Which, by the way, there was a great trash can spot. There was, a lot of weapons that got involved. But like, first off, if Roman was there the whole time, why'd he wait so long? But he did show up, hit a spear. I'm just like, what took us? Why is he the last one to come out? LA Knight came out before. CM Punk came out before. Then Roman came out. Same old Roman. But don't worry, Roman's going to come out there. Yeet. OTC won. Babyface. How? Why else was he in Philadelphia? Did he just stop by to get a cheesesteak or something? Otherwise, why wouldn't he have been there from the get-go helping his cousin? Did he just swing by to say hello? Was he hanging out with Joel Embiid or something? He just had to admire the Lombardi trophy, right? Where was he the whole time? Roman Reigns continues to be a heel. Continues to be a heel. Even when he saves a babyface that actually redeemed himself. Didn't get his shoes stolen this time. That's good at least, right? But, oh, yeah, LA Knight and CM Punk had an interaction backstage as well. And what I love is LA Knight's like, no. Interviewer lady, you stay here. The whole world can hear this. I keep saying, man, like, I think that LA Knight's charisma and delivery is so undeniable that he is going to keep himself in those top title conversations for so long. Like, it's... He's able to hang there with anybody. Very rarely, if ever, does anybody get like a one up talking to or about LA Knight. And like his character is never fearful, never afraid. But if he ever went heel, you know, he's been able to play that as well. I think the guy was a phenomenal re-signing as well. And his pile driver finisher says he has the confidence in him where even if he misspeaks, he keeps his composure. Exactly. He's so good. Balab says, they gimmicked us out of another week of DQ vision. Yeah, and by the way, Roman says, I'll see you in Paris to Bronson. Oh, man. Thought it was an okay Raw. First off, the Naomi thing was special to watch. That was special to watch. Got a title match. Next week, it's going to be on at 3 Eastern. I'm pumped about that. Very pumped about that, buddy. So excited. I'm also excited for you guys to check out FightfulSelect.com. I know I promote it a lot, but you boys have a ton of contract info. We broke like 3 contract stories on AEW last week, and you might say, Sean, I don't care. That news gets out there eventually. Well, I do a Q&A every week, and you might say, Sean, I don't know if I want to listen to you that much. I do Q&A articles every day. You might say, Sean, I don't like you at all. I don't even like you at all. I would say, well, we've got a Discord, exclusive access. I answer questions there, and you just have a great, smart environment to talk about pro wrestling. You might say, I don't like other people that much. Well, we've got Ask Grapsody every other week. I also did my first appearance ever on Grapsody. Grapsody 200. It was an honor to speak with those gentlemen. But check out FightfulSelect.com. $5.99 a month. We also do the individual story sales. I don't know why anybody would want to do it, but you can buy whatever you want on there for $3 each as well. But I want to say thank you all. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. I know this was a bit of a quicker WWE Raw review. But listen, I'm as here as long as you guys want to chit chat. But I am heading over to Common Bengals W. So if for some reason any of you give a heck or a hoot about Cincinnati Bengals or football, I will be over at Common Bengals W. I'm on Twitter. I'm on YouTube. I'm talking about the Bengals Monday Night Football preseason game, the right guard they're bringing in, and Trey Hendrickson stuff. If you want more Fightful, Luis has Fightful Espanol on Instagram and Facebook. We're getting Twitter back soon, hopefully. And Alex is still over on Sour Graps on FightfulSelect.com right now. Another reason to spend $5.99 a month. By God, I got an interview with Kip Sabian dropping on Tuesday. Please check that out. Kate very briefly spoke with Tekla as well. Until next time, my friends, we're out.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.